Well, the exciting thing is that some of the early indications are that we are making progress.
OPM Director John Barry speaking to reporters following Tuesday's meeting of the Federal Chief Human Capital Officers, or CHECO Council. Barry was offering a progress report of sorts on one of his signature initiatives, the effort to reform the federal hiring process, which was initiated last month as President Obama issued marching orders to all federal agencies.
We are noticing that many of the agencies are moving forward with plain English in terms of their job announcements. We no longer have the 70-page job announcements. That's a good step. We're getting down to where we need to be, which is 2 to 5 pages instead of 75 pages. So that were some great progress.
Director Barry says there are three areas specifically in which agencies seem to be making some early progress toward President Obama's goal of making it easier for potential feds to land a job.
The first is to move towards the world of the resume. Again, just simplifying it so our applicants can have a fair shot at being considered for a job. That's going to require some training and transition as our hiring managers and our hiring professionals adjust to that new world, and that's well underway. Agencies are moving out smartly. I expect that, we'll have some leaders and some followers, but we are going to continue forward progress until everybody's on board. We're not going to take our eye off it. The second major thing we're looking at is hiring managers and making sure they're engaged and involved in this process, because you can't just delegate hiring. You have to have the hiring manager involved. And then, we're looking at the category rating and making sure that people are taking advantage of that so we have larger pools.
We asked Barry what evidence, statistical or anecdotal, OPM has to demonstrate that agencies are in fact making the kind of progress he claims. In response, reporters were handed a one-page summary of preliminary findings from a sampling of agency job opportunity announcements, or JOAs. Jeff Sundberg, OPM Associate Director for Merit System Audits and Compliance, says that between fiscal year 2007 and the first quarter of FY10, 81% of agencies whose announcements were reviewed had job descriptions of more than 5 pages. A significant number also required resumes and additional materials, along with the KSAs, or Knowledge, Skills, and Abilities forms. Compare that with the third quarter of this year. Only 19% of the agencies scanned have job announcements now of more than 5 pages. Only 32% still require the KSA. OPM's Merit System Audit and Compliance Office also says to a lesser degree, federal agencies are making progress when it comes to writing job announcements in plain English, making their applications more simple, and also advising applicants on the next step in their application process. Barry says these early results don't paint the whole picture of progress on the part of all agencies.
We haven't been able to look exactly on these things because we didn't want to sort of, the people are supposed to be working towards the goal of November 1st. I didn't want them to feel we were, dogging them before they needed to be there. And after November 1st, we'll be looking much more carefully at the resumes and stuff.
Finally, Director Barry invited reporters to check in again this Thursday, where he says they hope to have some interesting news on another key federal hiring initiative.
You'll remember a year ago when we launched the Veterans Hiring Initiative. I put my chin out there sort of in a Gary Hart moment and said, I'll be back a year from now. And we're going to hold ourselves accountable and be transparent about how we're doing on this priority. So we'll be releasing those results on Thursday at the Veterans Hiring Council. I can tell you it's good news, and I'll look forward to going into the details more of that on Thursday. And so I thanked the CHECO Council for all their help, because they've been critical in helping us move that priority program forward as well.
That's OPM Director John Barry in Northwest Washington. I'm Max Kakis. Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.